Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as the Patriots of yesteryear are concerned, a lot of drama today. Certainly here on these airwaves, Ted Johnson, what a performance there from 2-6 with his 3-point stance, 3-6, I should say, with a 3-point stance there, and his take on the eligibility and candidacy of Bill Belichick in the Hall of Fame. Robert Kraft, who has already had such a hard time getting through just to this part that he's in right now, where it seems as though he is likely to be getting in, as he had never made it to this point in the voting before. And now that he's here, I would imagine that he's got enough support that this thing is going to get across the finish line. Belichick, I think, is also going to get in here on the first ballot, and I think that he deserves to. I know that Ted disagrees, and I have lots of reasoning for it. I said this before. I said that if Belichick doesn't get in first ballot, then I think this whole thing's a sham. And it's not even necessarily because I'm choosing to overlook various scandals or, you know, personal life decisions that Bill has made or anything else. Just purely from a coaching perspective. Just purely from an accomplishment perspective. Which is what I really put into the Hall of Fame more than anything else. It's not like he committed a crime. It's not like he's, you know, is on the most wanted list or something like that. You know, he was part of some things that I think were relatively common in the NFL. And ultimately what he got in trouble for was pretty silly, I think. I'm sorry. I thought it was all a very silly thing. I thought it at the time. I still think it now, all this time later, all the man hours and congressional hearings and all this stuff, because they taped in a place where they weren't supposed to tape. It was an unauthorized area to film from. That's what I can never get past when it comes to this stuff. And I realize I'm a Patriots homer. Of course I am. I am, and I always will be. But you can't overlook the very basic fact here that the crime that was committed was not taping the sideline. It wasn't that they were taping the sideline. It's that they were doing it from an area that they weren't allowed to do it in. That's it. They were supposed to be in this little house. That was the rule, is you had to be in a little hut. It was like a little bob house, basically. If you've ever been ice fishing, you got to go in a little bob house. You bring the camera in there. You got a little window, I guess. I don't know. I don't remember what they were actually in or if that rule even still exists. But, you know, that was what it was. You had to be there. If you wanted to tape the sideline, which, again, you were legally allowed to do, then you had to do it over here in this little shed. And they decided that I don't want to do it in the shed. I'm going to go do it in the stands. I'm going to do it over here. I'm going to send the guy over there. And they're all going to be taping at various points. And Bill thought it was a stupid rule and decided to just flout it right in everybody's face, which was stupid. He shouldn't have done that. If you're going to be taping from the sideline, just do it where they're telling you to do it. What's the difference? What's the big advantage there? Why, you know, it's all the same sideline. And I think that was Bill's attitude towards it. Is who cares where we're taping from? Everybody can tape. You put somebody in the stand, and they can tape, and they can do it. And that's not to say he was right. He was clearly wrong, and he paid the price for it. But deep down, as much as I've, you know, disagreed with things that Bill has done over the years, and, you know, the way that he's done certain things over the years, not, you know, big stuff, but some big stuff. That one I always sort of related to him with. I always kind of related to Bill on that one. It's a stupid rule. I don't like stupid rules either. I find myself much less likely to abide by stupid rules. I know that's not what anyone, you know, anyone who hires me ever wants to hear. But you know what I mean? Like, and it's not like, you know, breaking laws or anything like that. But it was sort of like a rule within a rule, you know, like it was, you can do it, but just keep it together. Do it from over there. Don't do it over here. And that was the big crime. The big crime that was not just, you know, not just a finable offense, but losing a first round draft pick. That being a reason why Robert Kraft is not going in. And that was what Don Van Natta said. And there's a whole thing here, too, with the idea of, okay, and this part I actually found more compelling, but there's this idea of, okay, well, Kraft hasn't been able to get in. What are they keeping him out for? Is it Spygate? Is it the fact that this stuff happened under his watch? Is it, you know, the thing in Florida? What is it? And what I think you sort of end up seeing here is that they can't in good conscience vote in Bill Belichick right away if they kept Kraft out all that time for something that Bill was, you know, part of or something that Bill ordered. Well, Kraft knew about it. Okay, well, Bill did it. And if you're penalizing Kraft for this, then how can you not penalize Bill? Conversely, if Bill is a first ballot Hall of Famer, and all you voters are going to vote to push him through to these various levels that Kraft wasn't able to get to, well, then you can't keep Kraft out. You can't keep Kraft out if Bill's out, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense. And so I guess from the political aspect of it, and I do consider this, like, you know, voting politics, then I think there's more of an argument there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I want to play this again because I thought it was really excellent. Ted Johnson, today at 3:00, in his three-point stance, made a very spirited defense for his perspective on this entire story.
Here's what I would say about the Hall of Fame. I would say Belichick, by far, is the most responsible for the cheating scandals. I don't remember Bill coming around to us saying, hey, I'm going to spy on this team. I just want you guys to know, don't say anything to anybody if they ask you, but we're going to be doing some stuff behind the scenes that might get questioned later on. So just make sure when they question your Super Bowls later, you just tell them that you had no knowledge of the cheating scandals. So that's what I would say about Tom Brady's involvement in that. And also the cheating was, they knew the rules, right? Belichick knew the rules and he still cheated anyway. Tom Brady, he cheated, but there was no rule in the rule book that said you couldn't take air out of the football. Do you guys know that? I don't know if you guys know that, but that is the case. Fitzy, just so you know, mm-hmm. Robert Kraft did not bring in Bill Parcells. He did not hire Bill Parcells. Yep. And he's probably the main guy that is responsible for Parcells leaving. And that was the big deal why people wondered if Bill Parcells was going to come back for the mm-hmm. Hall of Fame induction was whether or not, you know, that they could mend fences because – it really, I don't think Parcells ever wanted to leave here. So that's that. I don't know if the coach has had more success than Bill when it comes to championships, but also more negative kind of stories that he's brought upon himself. And so to say that he deserves to go into the Hall of Fame first ballot when you consider all of those scandals that he's been a part of, I don't agree with. I don't. And so I just wanted to clear up some things. You know, we can talk this out. We can flesh this out a little bit more mm-hmm. because I think y'all are both crazy.
That was a great ending to that, by the way. Tremendous stuff there from Ted, I thought.
I mean, Ted's not wrong. Fitzy and Hart are both crazy.
They are both crazy in their own special ways. But yeah, that was his take. He defended it for the better part of the next 3 hours. And it was very, very compelling. I found myself yelling at the radio a couple of times. Cheating scandal, right. Okay, so we're in agreement that Deflategate wasn't really that big of a thing. There was no rule in the rule book about that. That whole thing got overblown. Okay, fine. So we're going to not count that cheating scandal quite as much then for Bill or for Kraft, whoever it is that you're going to sort of apply that to, fine. So let's just make it about Spygate. Let's make it about Spygate, which I think was more of an overreaction than Deflategate was, honestly. I think that was a bigger overreaction than Deflategate was because, again, the crime committed was not spying. You're allowed to spy. You're allowed to, still are. You can tape people's sidelines. You can tape that. You can keep the tapes. You can create a big backlog catalog of everybody and their signals and what they are and what time was on the clock and all that stuff that they had that Goodell smashed and Robin Glazer came in with a hammer and smashed all that stuff. It was okay to have that. It was okay to have that if they taped it from that one little place. So it wasn't really so much that the tapes existed. It's that they were created in the wrong area of the field, which I'm sorry, I understand they broke the rule, and I understand that you should discipline them for that. But when I look at what the Denver Broncos did in the 90s to win their Super Bowls, they completely bleeped over the entire salary cap so that they could sign Terrell Davis and sign John Elway. They circumvented the salary cap that everybody, the owners and the players and everybody, signed a collective bargaining agreement and all agreed on that this is the cap and this is how you respect it and you can't, you know, get money from other things, and that was how they set it up. I'm kind of glossing through the story here, but you know what I mean? It was a very, very flagrant salary cap violation, and they got in trouble for it in the 90s. They also won two Super Bowls, and I don't remember Pat Bowlen getting kicked out of the Hall of Fame. He went in 2019. All right, and that was the owner there. I don't know how long it took him, but I don't think it took him as long as it's taken Robert Kraft, and Robert Kraft won a lot more Super Bowls than Pat Bowlen did. You know, I mean, the whole thing. And if you want to talk about various personal things, is Jerry Jones a Hall of Famer? Fine. So then doesn't that all go out the window? Like, I don't know how you can be consistent with this. I don't know how you can be consistent as a Hall of Fame voter. And, you know, maybe you don't think Jones should be in. Maybe you don't think Bowlen should be in because of their scandals. Okay, that's consistent at least. But I don't think that should keep those guys out, and I don't think this should keep Belichick or Kraft or anybody else out. I don't. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I think as time has gone on, people have sort of looked back at it historically and realized, yeah, you know, this was kind of ridiculous. The whole thing was a little silly. If you read into it, if you say, well, the Patriots are spying on everybody, right, they were, because you could, and you still can. You just have to do it in this one little area. But having the camera fixed on the other sideline and recording it and then using it later for whatever means you want to use it for was not really the crime at all. So that's why I just can't get on board with what Ted was saying. I just can't. I still don't understand how that can be looked at so harshly. I think that a lot of what went into that and making it such a big story and such a big problem was the fact that people didn't like Bill because he rubbed them the wrong way. Kraft, maybe a little bit of that too. There was people who didn't like Kraft. People who didn't like Tom Brady, people who just didn't like the Patriots, period. They looked at the Patriots and thought, who are these guys? You know, like this is bogus. We know Tom Brady's a system quarterback and, you know, Belichick, he can't be that good. He must be cheating, blah, 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 whatever it is. And then they find this example of him cheating and blow it up out of proportion. That's how it felt at the time. That's how I think it looks in retrospect, historically. That's how I've always looked at it. You know, I've never really wavered on that. At first, it looked bad. Sure, at first, it looked really bad. And Orrin Hatch was, you know, on behalf of Eagles fans everywhere, wanted to, you know, get to the bottom of this and try and restore the Eagles' proud Super Bowl, all that crap, and the Donovan the McNabb game. It got to a point where, you know, like, what are we talking about anymore? Same thing with Deflategate. Deflategate led the CBS Evening News for weeks. It was ridiculous what they were talking about. It was the atomic weight of a fart coming out of the football. That's it. You know, like, what are we doing? I don't know. I mean, I just feel like other coaches, other owners, other people in charge of other teams that have been caught cheating, when maybe not to the same nightly news extent, but cheating nonetheless, nothing really happened. Nothing really happened. They kind of just, okay. You paid your penance. It's all good. If you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, you deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. This has happened. And now we look at it and judge you from this. And I don't know how you can do that and think that Bill doesn't belong there and that he shouldn't be in the first ballot. I just don't. I think the reason why that got blown up so much was because of Bill's personality. And I think Bill's personality, if anything keeps him out of from being a first ballot guy, it'll be that. It'll be that more than it'll be, I think, the scandals. Because I don't think those scandals, for Belichick's perspective anyway, and really Kraft's either, should be in any way disqualifying from recognizing what those two accomplished and how it all came together for 20 years. I mean, it was 20 years. You're gonna tell me those 20 years aren't worthy of first ballot Hall of Fame? I'm sorry, I don't buy it. I do not buy that. I do think it's very funny, though, that after, you know, Brady gets this big send-off, the two of them are going to have to split a ride to the prom. Like, that's pretty good. that's pretty interesting. I'm very into that idea.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.